Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm drinking a really nice 16-year-old Aberlour, which is a Speyside whiskey. And this one, it's got a really nice vanilla, almost like a rum and raisin kind of vibe to it. So it's really, really nice. So, you know, this is my dram for this episode. Whenever people ask me who my biggest inspiration is, I always tell them my grandfather. I mean, I have a lot of people in my life that inspire me. My wife, you know, for facing up to her everyday battles that she has with her anxiety. My friend Sam, who tirelessly, you know, tries to save the lives of our kids through his, his initiative, the Friendship Bench, that I'm a co-founder with. My kids, I mean, they can be a pain, but they're constantly showing kindness to others around them. So, I mean, I have these folks and more like them, you know, that inspire me. But if it comes down to, say, the sheer impact that someone has had on my life, full stop, it would be my late grandfather. I mean, after all, any man whose advice includes always stand up before you flush, he's got to be onto something, right? It's one of these pieces of advice that came back to me recently when I was getting over a really nasty stomach bug and then a heavy sort of summer cold, like chest infection I had. And the advice was, you only have two shoulders. Make sure at least one of them is for you. Now, my grandfather's point was this. Often it feels like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders with, you know, family stuff, personal struggles, sometimes work, the world, and kids, and helping them find their way in the world. And all of that can start to, you know, weigh heavily on us if we're not careful, and it can overcome and overpower us until, you know, I've seen it happen. We're lying on the ground, breathing heavily, wondering what to do next and not really having a clear answer. And we're not superheroes. We can't continue to act like superheroes. You know, my son's favorite superhero is Batman. My daughter, she loves Wonder Woman. Sorry, Marvel Comics, it's DC for my kids. Ewan, he likes Batman because of his one-liners. Now, admittedly, that's, you know, a lot of them are from the Lego Batman movie as opposed to the Tim Burton or the Chris Nolan movies. But my daughter loves Wonder Woman for being strong, brave, and a girl. So she's awesome. And they both play with each other, and they'll use, you know, their little Lego figures to act out their imaginary superhero stories. And usually with Wonder Woman winning because she's stronger than everyone. And sometimes after one of these games, either of them might say, I want to be Batman, I want to be Wonder Woman when I grow up. And I'll smile, you know, sort of nod, and we'll talk about what they would do with their superpowers. And it's, you know, it's a really nice family moment, and I enjoy listening to what my young kids envision for their future, superheroes and all. But back in the real world, as I mentioned earlier, we're not superheroes, you know, at least not in the comic book's sense of the word. We do heroic things every day without knowing it, if you go by the the literal meaning of the word, but that's where it stops. You know, we can't stop bullets with our wrists. We can't jump over tall mountains. We can't use million-dollar technology to stop the bad guys. When we do try and be superheroes, we fall. You know, we start to be, as I mentioned before, we start to be overcome, not realizing it's happening. And then, so, you know, we begin to stress because we don't want to fail either ourselves or those that count on us, whether that's family, friends, colleagues. So as we stress, we get weak physically and mentally, and it becomes harder to pull ourselves out of the funk. So we just continue down the path that we're on until breaking points reach. We never see superheroes break because they don't live our lives, and we don't live, you know, in comic book fantasy worlds. But if we reach breaking point, that's obviously a big danger. Back to my grandfather's point, we need to realize that while superheroes may have the, you know, the archetypal broad shoulders, we only have two normal ones. We can't always carry the weight expected of us, either by others or our own, you know, unrealistic expectations. We can't continue to load ourselves up, even when the load is already at max, because there's, you know, still a whole bunch of stuff to do. Instead, what we've got to do, guys, is be honest. And, you know, that takes bravery because no one likes to admit defeat. So be honest and speak aloud and say our shoulders are full. You know, we need to keep one shoulder just for us, knowing that there will be times that we need to hold ourselves up because only we can move herself forward in certain circumstances. I mean, by all means, we want to help, we want to be helpful, you know, we want to be good human beings and supportive and all the other stuff it takes if we truly want to be good people and, you know, a really meaningful part of society and the community around us. But, you know, if we can't support ourselves first, how can we ever expect to support others? So by all means, be brave, you know, and be selfish if that's what it takes, but be strong and be true to yourself. We only have two shoulders, as my granddad, you know, liked to tell me. But he also mentioned, you know, make sure at least one of them is for you. Anywho, guys, that's been, you know, this week's episode of Life Through a Dram. I hope you're continuing to enjoy the podcast and I really, you know, appreciate you listening. Make sure you hit the little subscribe options after you've listened if you wish. And I'm always, you know, always willing to raise a nice glass of, single malt for any reviews you wish to share too. Okay, guys, so like I mentioned, I'm having the Aberlour 16-year-old this week. And I'm going to have a nice little sip of that now. So take care, enjoy your week, and we'll speak the next time. Slangevar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.